Do you find you see little squiggles or specks of dust in your vision? Fear not, as Anita, from a partially sighted society, explains, but most often, they are nothing to worry about.
Those are floaters. And actually, you might notice that if you try to look at a floater, you can't actually focus on it. It disappears. Yeah. Mm-hmm. You also notice that you might see them more if you look against the blue sky on a bright sunny day, you become aware of them. So they're nothing to worry about. Mm-hmm. Okay, generally, they're nothing to worry about. So what causes them, you might ask. Right. So floaters are small, semi-transparent cobwebs, specks or squiggles that appear in your field of vision. So what they are is within the middle of our eye, we have a vitreous gel. And floaters are small particles that are within that gel. Mm. Okay. And they only become noticeable when they fall within our line of sight. So you might have them in, you know, without in your sideways vision, but you won't notice them. They only become noticeable when they float across, like, your central detail vision. Mm-hmm. They move when you move your eyes, but they do tend to drift or lag behind your eye movements. Mm. And they may also appear along with flashes of light. As I said before, floaters are suspended in the vitreous humor, which is the thick fluid or gel that fills the eye. So the vitreous humor or vitreous body is a jelly-like transparent substance that fills the majority of the eye. It lies within the vitreous chamber behind the lens and is one of the four optical components of the eye. Thus, floaters follow the rapid motions of the eye while drifting slowly within the fluid. When they are first noticed, the natural reaction is to attempt to look directly at them. However, attempting to shift the gaze toward them can be difficult as floaters follow the motion of the eye, remaining to the side of the direction of the gaze. They're only visible because they do not remain perfectly fixed within the eye. If you have a fixed blob in the eye, that's not a floater.
Okay.
But you might notice floaters more when you're looking at a blank surface, as I said before, looking at open space such as the blue sky and so on like that. Mm-hmm. Although they're called floaters, many of these specks do have a tendency to sink toward the bottom of the eyeball, and looking up or lying down tends to concentrate them near the centre of the gaze. This makes the floaters less blurry and easier to see.
So are floaters common?
Yes. They are. We've all got them. And they're not serious, really. The shapes you see are shadows projected onto the retina by the tiny structures of protein that have become trapped in that vitreous humour. As I said, on especially bright days, you might see them even more, especially if you close your eyes. You might be more aware of them because the light penetrates the eyelids to create shadows. Mm. And that's what you're seeing, is the shadows of the specks on your retina.
All right.
The other thing about floaters is they're able to catch and refract light in ways that somewhat blur the vision temporarily until the floater moves to a different area. So this can have the effect of feeling like you can see something out of the corner of your eye.
Hmm.
I've often had that experience, that there's something there.
Yeah. I've made myself jump a few times.
Yeah, so that's a floater that's kind of refracting light. Yeah.
Right. Okay. So like any other eye condition, can floaters cause blindness?
Most floaters are normal and rarely cause any problems, but new or a sudden increase in floaters can be indications that there's something else going on in the eye, and it might be an idea to go and see your eye specialist and just to see what's going on there.
So if you went to see your eye specialist, how would they diagnose you having floaters?
Okay, so as part of your eye examination, the ophthalmologist will thoroughly evaluate the vitreous and retina of your eyes. Probably use some eye drops to dilate your pupils to make them larger, and then they'll look inside your eyes with an instrument called a biomicroscope and an ophthalmoscope, and that enables them to examine the health of the inside of your eyes. They'll observe the floaters and then give you an opinion as to whether or not they are anything to worry about or whether or not a problem has occurred on the retina.
But more often than not, it's not a problem, though.
No, more often than not, it's not a problem.
If you found any of this feature interesting, feel free to give us a call at the Partially Sighted Society, 01302 965 195, and our friendly and experienced team will be more than happy to help you. That's 01302 965 195.